Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Free from All Fears. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I know I had a fella one time sitting across the desk from me years ago at healing school, and he said, Brother Keith, he said, I have cancer. And I said, well, you know, God heals cancer. I began to tell him about different ones. He said, well, they haven't found it yet. He said, it was like a half a dozen different institutions, and they ran all these tests, and I mean like a half a dozen different clinics and hospitals had come up clean. I said, well, why do you think you have cancer? He said, I just know I do. And man, the Spirit of God stirred me up. I said, look now, brother, if you don't quit looking for this, you're going to find it. Seek and you shall find. It works in every direction. Right? He said, well, I know I got it. I said, no, you don't. All the tests say you don't. You don't know you got it. You believe. You don't feel it. You don't see it. You're believing for it. You're expecting it. Your fears will come on you. It's a sad story. But a couple of years later, you know, sure enough, he's telling other people, well, see there, I told you, not realizing he prophesied it on himself. He believed for it till he got it. Yeah. No. I mean, if somebody tells you that you're clear, what do? Right. You shout. Yeah. Right? You go, yeah, I knew that. Yeah. That's what I was looking for, right? Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Don't seek for evil things. Don't expect bad things. Expect the good. Yeah. Now, go with me back to the scripture we looked at last week in Mark 4. You know, when I was flight training, getting my private at your first license, I had two or three guys that trained me and taught me. And not just one time, but this must have happened 100 times. The Lord had blessed me to get a Bonanza. And that's what I learned how to fly in, which is wonderful. Very fine, fast, retractable gear airplane. Most trainers and stuff, they're not. And so person after person told me, they said, well, you know, there's two kind of folks, those that have landed gear up and those who will. You know, because people not used to, it's amazing. You think, well, who would forget to put the gear down? It has happened thousands of times. You just keep descending and descending, and all at once you begin to hear all these bad noises. And you look down, oh, no. Every time that somebody would say that, you know what I'd say under my breath? Because some of them were instructors. You know what I said? I said, no, I will never forget to put the gear down. Ever. I will never land with the gear up. But person after person told me that. Well, you know, two kinds of folks, those that have already done it and those that will. Well, see, people think that's funny. It's not funny. You're setting spiritual laws in motion with your mouth. People talk about wrecks and they talk about crashes. You know, every time we hear something, we look at each other and go, that will never happen to us. We will never do that. Right? If it's a sin, somebody messed up, you know, they lied, they fell, they had an affair. We say, that'll never happen to us. We'll never do that by the grace of God. Right? But you need to give him something to work with. Give him some faith. Give him some commitment. And so thing after thing happened like that. And they'd try to get me to agree with them even sometimes. And you go, well, you know, everybody does this at some point. And under my breath, I'd say, no, by the grace of God, I will never do this. And the Lord's helped us. Amen. Again and again. You talk like that too. In Mark 4, this is the situation where Jesus and the disciples got in the boat and went across the lake. And in the middle of doing that, this huge storm, verse 37, Mark 4:37, great storm came up and the waves beat into the ship. It was now full. Jesus was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him. And they say to him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Were they afraid? Now here, we've already studied this some, but what is the cause that they are so afraid? They're afraid that they're going to die. They're going to drown out there. And the fear of death makes them subject to this panic and feelings. But notice, faith works by love. And 1 John says perfect love does what? And you can see why, you such a clear picture of that. They're saying to him, don't you care? When you don't know that he cares, you fear. Right? Don't you care? People who ask this question don't know him. I didn't say they weren't saved. You can be saved, but not know God. Not know much about him. All of us are growing in the knowledge of him. But when you know him, see, people that are saying, well, I don't know. Is it God's will? You think God would really help me get money to pay my rent and to pay my utilities? I just don't know. You don't know him. If you knew him, you wouldn't ask a question like that. Right? You know, I've always had a good relationship with my father. He always has some kind of cars and stuff around that he's working on and selling and trading. That's where I got my Motorhead stuff from, I guess. And if I came in home for a day or two or something, and I'm sitting around on the third day, sitting out on the porch with a sad look on my face. And my dad comes by and he says, son, what's wrong? And I said, well, I've been wanting to go somewhere for 3 days here, but you never offered me a car. And I just didn't know if you wanted me to use one of your cars. I'm in trouble. He would not coddle me. I know what he'd say. Boy, get up from there. Why? I should know. Right? I'm sitting there deliberating about, is it his will for me to have something? He would be insulted and aggravated. I know he would. How much more my heavenly Father? Does he want you to be healed? You got people asking, you know, God, is it your will for me to be here? What about Jesus at the whipping post, taking your stripes? You're going to look him in the face with him bleeding and being beat and go, Lord, do you want me to be healed? Is it your will? Well, why is he there? Why is he there? Right? Be like you coming in today and say, Brother Keith, is it your will for me to sit here and listen? Well, why am I talking? Why did we turn the lights on? Right? I mean, some things should just be obvious to you, right? And God loves you. He loves you. What does that mean? He cares about you. He wants your needs met. He wants your good desires fulfilled. He cares about you. He loves us. Say it out loud. He cares for me. He loves me. Well, see, when you know that, you won't ask dumb questions like this. Lord, get up, get up, get up. Don't you care? We're going to die. We're drowning out here. Sad. Pitiful. We should know he cares and not question it. To keep questioning somebody's love for you when they've proven it and never failed you is insulting. Right? Right? I mean, if you kept coming and go, Brother Keith, do you really love us? No, I just stay up to 4:30 for no reason. I empty my bank account, put it into this church for no reason. Brother Keith, I don't know. Do you really care? Yeah, Phyllis and I work night and day trying to figure out how teams can focus and care for you and meet your needs. See, if you just keep saying, do you care? Do you care? I get tired of that. Wouldn't you get tired of that? You go, hey. Hush. What's a man have to do? Well, that's just a man. How about the Lord? How about who's done everything, never failed? We ought to quit questioning his care and be persuaded. Know that he cares. Believe the love that he's shown toward us, like the scripture says. Well, now notice this. He said, when they roused him up, you know, he said in verse 39, he arose, he rebuked the wind, and he said to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly. Whew. You know, on one occasion, Jesus came down from the mount, and he looked at the crowd, and he said, how long am I going to put up with this? Right? Amen. This unbelief. It irritates him. And he said, why are you so full of fear? How is it that you have no faith? Last week we talked in some detail about how if you're full of fear, you don't have faith. If you're full of faith, it displaces the fear. And faith, we talked about, involves trust, trusting the Lord. You don't fear because you trust Him. You have faith in Him. When you're full of faith, it pushes all that fear out. But let's focus on another part of this. The first part of this phrase, when he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? What's the first word in that? Why? Jesus asked them a question, why are you full of fear? Now that's a good question. And it's a question I want you to get in your thinking and get in your mind. Anytime you feel afraid, anytime you're dealing with symptoms of fear, feelings, thoughts, emotions, I want you to look yourself in the face, so to speak, get yourself by the ear, and make yourself answer this question. Why am I afraid? Why? Because Jesus asked them this question. If you'd have been there in the boat, what would you have said? They said, Lord, don't you care? We're drowning out here. The boat is filling up with water. I mean, the thunder is rolling, the lightning is crashing, the wind is howling, waves are swamping the boat, and they know the next swamp or two, and that's going to be it. And he looks at them and goes, why are you afraid? Now, some people might think, that's unreasonable. No, it is not. Why are you afraid? To him, there is no legitimate excuse.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Why Fear? You may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R803E. That's R803E. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.